morning. Good to have you all here. I used to watch or listen to a radio broadcast, and one of the things that this person did was share a story, some historical thing. But he didn't tell the whole story. And at the end of it, he would say, "Now here's the rest of the story." And I used to enjoy listening to those things. I want you to go in your Bibles to Mark chapter 6. Here's a story. It's an event that took place in the life of Christ and his disciples. Chapter 6 of Mark, verse 30. This event takes place on the heels of John the Baptist's death. He is put to death by Herod. His head is severed from his body, and all because of a promise he made to his wife's daughter. It's a sad picture, a terrible picture. The disciples come back and report that to Christ in verse 30. Verse 31, he said, you need to come apart for a while. The Bible says they departed into a desert place. There was a great crowd that watch this. Jesus gets on a boat and goes down the coast of the Sea of Galilee and gets off the boat with his disciples. The people see him going and know where he's going, evidently. And so they gather and trek on the land down to that same area. So by the time the disciples that were going to get apart for a while and Jesus got to where they were going, there were thousands of people there. The number somewhere in the 20s, 25,000 people were at this place. Jesus came out and saw the multitude, began to teach them, preach to them, even doing some healing on into the later part of the day. And the disciples came to him out of concern and said, "You know, it's getting near dark. These people haven't eaten all day. You probably should send them away so they can go buy some food. Sustenance, be able to take care of their physical needs." Jesus said, "You feed them." The disciples said, "We have 200 pennies or 200 days wages is all we've got." He said 200 penny worth isn't going to buy enough bread to feed these people. He He said, well, how many loaves and fishes do you have? They said, five barley loaves and two fishes. Andrew said in John, there's a lad here with five loaves and two fishes. Then he adds, after Jesus asked what they had, he adds, but what are these among so many? This isn't going to help us any. You know, almost, why would you ask for that? This is not much. So Jesus says to them, have the people sit down in groups of 50. There are 5,000 men. That was the number that you have in your Bible. There weren't just 5,000 there. There were 5,000 men. Women and children were not counted. You add them in, and it could be in the 20, 25,000 number. It's a bunch. So he has them sit down. Jesus takes the five loaves and the two fishes. The Bible says, that he looked up to heaven and break the bread, the two fishes. He divided them amongst the disciples. And these 20 plus thousand people all ate, all were filled. And they took up 12 baskets of what remained afterwards. So we have this incredible story. But let me tell you the rest of the story. Because I think it's so important that we see what God's trying to tell us with this story. It's a great story, is it not? But there's something about it that we will miss if we don't see what he's trying to do. And so I want to speak to you this morning on this subject, the breaking of the bread. The breaking of the bread. Nothing happened in this wonderful, incredible miracle until the bread was broken. You can read it in all four Gospels. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 14. Here in Mark 6. Luke, chapter 9. And John, chapter 6. All of those passages cover this story. They all tell this story. They all tell us that when he broke the bread, he distributed it, and they all were fed. And so I want to speak to you this morning on the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000, the breaking of the bread. Now this miracle illustrates, and I think this is the point, it illustrates several things. Number one, it illustrates the deity of Christ. Man could not do what Jesus did. Only the God-man could do that, amen? This was miraculous. Number two, I think it declares the incredible amount of compassion that Christ had. In one of the passages, it said, Jesus, when he saw the group there, he had pity on them or compassion on them because they were sheep without a shepherd. This wonderful story, this event, pictures his compassion for others. Thirdly, I think it demonstrates And listen to this very carefully. It demonstrates his ability to use what we have. His ability to use what we have. What we may see as unuseful, or we may see as not able to meet the need, in the hand of Christ, it changes supernaturally. Fourth, I think it speaks of him who is the bread of life. Jesus is the bread of life. And then the last thing I think that is important here is this story pictures, and I want you to get this part. This story pictures our usefulness when placed in his hand. In order for you to understand that, would you do something for me this morning? Would you all become bread for a while? Would you become bread just for a short while? Like those 5 barley loaves. Just picture yourself being put into the hand of Christ. So this morning, let me speak to you on this incredible picture. The rest of the story on the breaking of the bread. Number one, write this down. The breaking of the bread. The breaking of the bread was by the hand of Christ. Now that seems to be obvious. It is. But the point is important. I suppose the disciples could have handed it out and broke it. I suppose that the people could have done it themselves. But that isn't what happened. The disciples looked at the minimal amount of things they had and gave them to Christ. And when he broke it, something supernatural happened. The breaking of the bread was by the hand of Christ. The bread was simply an instrument. Amen? Once placed in the hand of Jesus Christ, something happened. Something supernatural happened. The bread became more than it was. The bread was multiplied. The fish were multiplied by the hand of Christ. Sometimes in your Christian life, if you're the bread, you will be broken. Write that down. You will be broken. This breaking isn't to harm you. It's to fit you, to help you. It's to perfect you. It's to make you better. The bread that Andrew had was just 5 loaves and 2 fishes. When it was broken, it became far more than it once was. But it took the breaking to have that happen. God sometimes has to step into your life and break you. He's not mean. He's not judging. He does it to make you better. You go through difficulty in life, hardship in life, some breaking, and God uses it to make you better. Some deep sorrow, some personal loss or difficulty, some heartache which has come to your family, some difficult decision you are faced with and must make, some place you are asked to go that seems too difficult. Those things happen to believers. And if we don't recognize God in the breaking, we'll miss the point. We'll never be what God wants us to be. So, this bread was put in the hand of Christ. He broke it, distributed it, and it multiplied. It increased. It changed dramatically. From what it once was to something greater than it once was. When God breaks you, dear Christian, He wants to make you better than you once were. And it's an incredible picture. Secondly, the breaking of the bread was done to meet a greater need. Write that down. To meet a greater need. Let me ask you a question. Jesus said to the disciples, feed them. What do you suppose happened to those 12 disciples when they looked on 25,000 people? They looked at the meager circumstance of only just a small amount of cash that would have bought 200 penny worth of bread. It would have been like trying to feed the 5,000, listen to this, with $28. I don't think so. If you have a family of four, you go to McDonald's. $28 is gone. You're not going to feed 25,000. They looked at the finances. They had a few loaves and 2 fishes. Those things could not meet the need. Amen. Jesus takes them. They put them in His hand. He breaks them. Same things they had. He breaks it. And it meets an incredible need. A greater need. It meant the need of those 5,000 plus people who had a need but could not be met if the bread was not broken. Do you realize that God breaks us to meet a greater need? There are people all around you than Christianity and outside of it, that are looking for someone who understands, someone who's been down that path before, someone who's gone through what they're going through, and they don't find anyone. It's like the man at the pool of Bethesda who couldn't get to the water. And he said, how can I get there if there's no man to help me? God sometimes breaks you so that you can be used in His hand to meet a greater need. Let me give you a verse. 1 Corinthians 1:3. Blessed be God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercy and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them in any trouble with the comfort that we get from God. Here's what that means. You go through a circumstance of cancer, and it's hard. And God moves with you through it, holding you. And using the cancer to make you what you could not be without it. It could be some illness. It could be a terrible loss. And God is going to use that to make you what you could not be without it. And now years later, you're recovered from that. And God sends into your life someone you meet who's struggling. And they ask you, do you have time? Can I talk to you? And you say, sure. They sit down with you and they begin to pour their heart out to you and say, I've got cancer and I don't know what to do. Is there any help for me? Is there any answer for me? And you say, I have great comfort for you. I went through that very same thing just a few years ago. And God did this and did this. This and put me here in your life so that you might have that need met. God broke you to meet a greater need in someone else. All God's people said. There's a third thing. The breaking of the bread was done to teach a greater lesson. To teach a greater lesson. I said before, a penny was about 14 cents in our... How on earth can we feed 20-some thousand people with 200 pennies worth of bread? This crowd on 28 bucks, I don't think so. Amen? That was insufficient. 5 loaves and 2 fishes. The bread was not sufficient. They neither had the ability, the disciples, the finances, or the food. Amen? They didn't have any of those. What were they going to do? They put that bread into the hand of Christ. Amen? And here's what it pictures. If they would have trusted themselves, a lot of people wouldn't have eaten. Most of the people would have gone home without food. So when they put the bread in the hand of Christ, they literally had to trust who? God, Christ. The great lesson this little story is telling us is to trust Christ. The disciples had to trust Christ. They had no more idea what he was going to do than the man in the moon. What on earth was he going to do, even though we put them in his hand? Although they knew he was who he was, they said, we must simply trust him. They could not trust in the things they had. They could not trust in themselves. They had to trust in Christ. So the bread was given into the hand of Christ, and they had to trust him. Listen, for the outcome. All God's people said. Nothing of myself I bring, simply to the cross I cling. In God's hand, we must trust him for the outcome. By the way, it's always right. When you allow him to break you, your faith will grow. Your trust in him will be to a greater degree. And you will discover that broken vessels are a far greater impact and have a farther reaching ministry than unbroken ones. None of us like to be broken. None of us like to go through difficulty. But when the hand of Christ has you, you willingly allow him to break you. Then you've learned a lesson of trust that can be only learned in the breaking. There was a lady in our church in Florida years and years and years and years ago now. She was 70 years old and had cancer. My pastor said, hey, I want you to make a visit. I said, okay. He told me. I'd never met this woman. Said, she's in the hospital. She's dying of cancer. So I took my New Testament, got in my car, drove over there. When I got there, I sat in the car, and here's what I thought. How can I be an encouragement to this woman? She's dying of cancer. What can I say to her? Maybe I could sing for her. I'm just racking my brain trying to think. And so I went in with a big smile on my face, sat down, I told her who I was, She said, "You got a Bible?" I said, "Yep." She said, "Read it to me." So I read it. She said, "Do you know the song?" She named a song. She said, "Would you sing it with me?" I sang with her, a 70-year-old lady. I was planning to go in 15-minute in and out. 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, hour passed. We're still singing, still reading the word. And it dawned on me, this woman had something I did not have. I was a young preacher, and I had never been broken. She had been broken. She knew something I did not know, that no matter what circumstance she was in, she was in the hand of Christ. I left that room, got back to the church, and the pastor said, "How'd it go?" I said, "I've never met a woman like that in my life." He said, "I think you got what you needed." People, you have no idea. Once God breaks you, the incredible joy you will have in your life of trusting God for the outcome. Then one last thing. The breaking of the bread. Once done, produced the greatest results. Think with me for a moment. If the bread is not broken, the lad had a lunch. If Christ breaks the bread, the multitude had a meal. The big difference. The bread's not broken. The only person that's going to eat anything is the boy. Christ breaks it. The whole group's fed. Had the bread not been placed in Christ's hand, we wouldn't have this story. Had there been no 5 loaves and 2 fishes or nothing into his hand, no story. This story comes to us because a lad showed up with his lunch, took it to Christ, and Christ took those 5 loaves and fed a multitude. It was the willingness on the part of the boy, I think, that is a wonderful picture here, to give up. And by the way, a 10 or 11-year-old boy that's got lunch, how many know of them who really like lunch and going to give it away? Anybody know anybody? I think zero. I think if Andrew would have went to him, he would have said, "Hit the road. Go get your own lunch." He didn't do that. He took it to the only one who could make a difference. Here's the picture. Have you been fighting with God about the breaking? Are you mad because something happened? You hurt because of what you're going through. Sometimes we have a tendency to turn our finger toward God and say, why did you let this happen? Why are you allowing this to happen? Why did you do that to me? Instead of just being like that boy and climbing into the hand of Christ and saying, these things are yours. When Christ comes to break us, as difficult and as painful as that may be, may we carefully humble ourselves and commit our lives to Him for His use, for His glory, so that He may accomplish through us greater results than we could possibly imagine. That woman in the hospital, the old lady that I told you about, 17 people who worked in that hospital came to know her in her final days and received Christ as their Savior. She was broken, but what a result. Folks, this little story is so incredible. The breaking of the bread. That's the rest of the story. Lord, help us to be willing vessels, to be the bread, to get into your hand, and Lord, be willing to be broken so that you might do what only you can do through that breaking. God, help us to live for you, love you, trust you, may we be the bread. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor. That's all.